Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Kathy is In. How are you? This is Kathy DeBono. I am here with Becca Cates.
Hello.
How are you doing, Becca Cates?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We do not have Jill with us today because Jill is out learning Dreamweaver.
Yes. She is in a class.
She's out of class, which to me, I heard a little bit about it and all that HTML code and craziness. I think my brain would freeze.
It's pretty complicated stuff.
Yeah, I don't know that I would. But you know who would be great with it? Our guest who's coming today.
Yes.
I bet she'd be great with HTML code.
Perhaps she
Her name is Michelle Arbeau, and she's a celebrity numerologist, and numbers are her game. And I'm not talking about Vegas. Although, you know what? I can't wait to get on the phone with her today. She was going to be in the studio with us today. She was headed out to, when we booked her on the show, she was headed out to Malibu to a spiritual retreat where she was going to be a speaker. But that retreat has been postponed, and so Michelle is not in Los Angeles, but we will have her on the phone today, and we're going to get her on right after our first commercial break. She's going to give me a numerology reading, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want her to tell me what numerology is, really.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, I know a little bit about it, and then I sort of fall off into my narcoleptic math coma because I'm
a narcoleptic math coma.
When I was in high school in math class, I could not stay awake. I would just fall asleep. My head would be on the desk. I would be asleep. And then the second class was over, I was wide awake.
Yeah, I was usually on the edge of my seat because I was a perfectionist and little A student.
A little dork face? Aw, little dork face.
No, I wasn't a dork face.
I love dork faces.
I only asked for extra math problems before every test.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Becca Cates. See, I don't think I would have a problem with that if I felt like math was my friend.
I don't think
math is my friend.
Yeah. You know what, but I don't even know if she does math. Does she do math?
You know what? You think of numbers, you think math has to be involved. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. I'm going to pick her brain. I'm going to ask her a billion questions. Michelle, I know you're out there listening. I hope you're ready for this. because I'm really interested in what you do. And I got a really good feeling from... I'm getting text messages. I got a really good feeling from reading about her and mm-hmm. reading about what she does. And again, her name is Michelle Arbeau, A-R-B-E-A-U, if mm-hmm. you want to take a look at her website before she comes on. But she'll be here in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So many of you last week wanted to know Becca's Myers-Briggs, because we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, the Myers-Briggs personality test,
mm-hmm.
introvert versus extrovert, intuitive versus sensing, feeling versus thinking, judging versus perceiving, and
yes.
everyone wanted to know yours. So
yes.
what did it turn out to be?
Well, I am an INFJ, which is an introvert, intuitive, feeling, judging.
Right.
Which is the rarest of all of the 16 Myers-Briggs personality types. And I'm not really surprised. The description of the INFJ is pretty much to the T what I am, with some, you know, slight variation. But I'm definitely an introvert, because you know how you get those percentages
mm-hmm.
with each letter?
Yeah.
I think I was the one I was the least dominant in was the judging.
Mm-hmm.
So
now that makes the most sense to me. Now, I am by no means a Myers-Briggs expert, but when I look at it and its elements and its qualities.
Yeah.
I wonder how someone who is an I and an F, an I and an N and an F could then turn to a J. And
right.
to me, and again, I'm not any kind of expert in the Myers-Briggs, but my instinct pops up and tells me that as an INFJ grows, matures, ages, gains wisdom and experience, that FJ is going to move more towards a P.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, thinking and judging over... sensing or over feeling and perceiving,
mm-hmm.
to me seems quite locked in fear and anxiety, and the more we change that and the more our faith grows and our consciousness grows,
right,
the T's and J's would turn to F's and P's.
Right.
I don't know that I'm correct about
right.
this.
Well, I think that's why it's a rare type, because I think the FJ is a pretty, maybe like a, an uncommon, you know, mix.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder, because a feeler, to then to use that and then jump to a judgment without being a thinker.
Right. Well,
it's very interesting to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's actually interesting, because I was trying to guess what my biological family would be. And I was home last week for a surprise visit with my parents, and my mom is actually the same as your mom. She's an ESTJ. No, ESFJ.
Right.
And my dad is the same as me, which I knew that was going to happen, because we're like the same person. But Jill, because you know how she does all of the, she helps prep the show, and so she made this whole, you know,
chart
of the descriptions of all of us and all of our types. And what she pulled out for me, which I have in front of me right now, which is totally true, is situations which are charged with conflict may drive the normally peaceful INFJ into a state of agitation or charged anger. And Jill and Kathy, being my roommates, can attest to that.
You mean when you just throw a little fit?
I don't throw fits. I think I get defensive easily. And then it goes on to say, they may tend to internalize conflict into their bodies and experience health problems when under a lot of stress. That makes a lot of sense to me, as I
well,
internalize conflict and experience health problems when
I
under
think
stress.
The Myers-Briggs, in my opinion, is a great tool for... I think for couples in particular,
oh, yeah.
to learn each other's differences, why they may be missing each other, how to communicate better, what is it about just the fabric of the person that you're with that is fundamentally different from who you are, and where are you fundamentally the same, and how can you use that to strengthen your relationship, and how can you use this as a tool to communicate better with one another?
I think
it's
yeah.
it's a great tool in that way.
I think that that's the key, is the communication, and how you can interpret each other's differences and then use each other... understand each other's strengths and weaknesses and your personality
yeah.
and use that to talk to each other.
Now, Jill was saying she read in that she's reading a book about it, and it was saying, oh, people are born with their personality type. And I want to go in and do a little more research on that, because I don't know that I quite buy that completely. I think that you might be very predisposed towards a personality type, but I think when I was younger, some of my letters might have come up a little bit different. For instance, I'm an INFP. I think when I was younger, maybe my teenage years, I would have been an ENFP.
Mm-hmm.
I think just as things maybe change in your life and you grow and you mature, your personality is the part of your ego structure that
But do you
this is a personality
yeah.
test in particular. Personality clinically meaning the part of your cognitive functions that encounters the world on a day-to-day basis and makes your decisions on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And that is going to change as you grow and as you gain wisdom.
Right. But maybe you don't know how to answer those questions properly when you are younger. You know, like you interpret the questions differently. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, all of that. All of
yeah.
that. That's why I think it would change maybe slightly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to go to a commercial in just a few minutes here, and then we come back. Michelle, I want you to call me. I gave you my number. the commercials are just 2 minutes long, so as soon as we pop back, Michelle, please call in, and we will have you for the rest of the show, which is going to be really interesting. But yesterday, Becca and I had a really funny experience. We went to a spa together for the first time. Now, I've been to spas with girlfriends before, and the thing about spas is...
Well, this isn't just a spa.
You're naked the whole
okay,
time.
Okay, this wasn't just a spa. This was a Korean spa, and...
It was hardcore.
It was like...
They scrubbed us within an inch of our lives.
Yeah, and yes. I have bruising from the deep tissue massage, and everybody's just naked. I mean, it's like nakey-nakey everywhere, like
yeah.
naked ladies.
If you've never been to a spa like a Burke Williams, or there's different kinds of spas, everybody gets naked. There's jacuzzis and, you know, hot tea baths and ice baths and steam rooms and saunas and things like this. And I strained my back a little bit last week, and I've also been feeling like my skin's been super dry, you know, with the heat here in North Hollywood. So I had that Korean spa scrub on my mind, and I was like, I'm going to, Becca, I'm going to go do this. I need a massage. I need my skin scrub. Do you want to come?
And I was
and
like,
I revealed
no.
to her. I was like, here's the awkward part.
I didn't, no, I said
we're
no.
We're going to be naked.
Okay, but I didn't want to because I'm cheap and I didn't want to go. That was the real reason I didn't want to go. And you're like, no, no. And I'm like, I really just, I don't want to go. And you're like, no, come on, come on. So I honestly, it didn't even occur to me when you said, oh yeah, we'll be naked. I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll see her for like a second and it'll be fine. This is not,
No, everybody's walking around.
No, no, no. This is like you can't cover yourself.
And the interesting thing is, it's not a problem if you're with your partner. Clearly, you see each other naked all the time, and it's not a problem around strangers.
No, if
because
I,
who cares if
who
a stranger?
I don't care.
Nobody's thinking anything. But me and Becca got there. We knew we had to navigate this. I don't want to see Becca naked. Becca doesn't want to see me naked.
Oh
we're like
God.
Family.
Ew.
So we had to, first thing you have to do is take a shower and then you go, you know, choose what do you want? Do you want the sauna? Do you want the jacuzzi? So we go in. We get changed into our robes and we walk into the area together. And I'm like, okay, you go first. Well, I won't watch you walk to the shower.
Well, but the thing that was so funny was that everybody else is totally just nude walking around. And we're like little schoolgirls giggling, like looking like weirdos. Like we're the only people that are uncomfortable. And
don't
I think,
you find that wildly interesting? Like we know and love each other and therefore did not want to see each other's naked
well,
body.
Yes. But then after about 10-15 minutes, I was like, all right, whatever, it's fine. And I think I don't know how you felt, but
until my foot accidentally touched you in the hot tea bath.
Oh, my God.
We were both so freaked out.
Like, her foot came over and, like, touched me by accident, and I just gave her this look like, that is not okay.
And I think the first thing you said to me was, this is some serious roommate bonding.
Exactly. Bonding.
All right, we're going to go to break right now. When we come back, we're going to have numerologist Michelle Arbeau. Super interesting show for you today. Stay tuned.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
We are back, and look at that. Michelle is right on time. I just adore her already.
Wow.
Michelle!
Hi!
Hi! Can you turn down your computer or your radio or whatever? I hear that there in the background.
Oh, I just turned it off. Can you hear it now? No?
No, now we're good.
Hello.
Okay, cool.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I was listening intently, and I'm curious about the whole Myers-Briggs thing, because it's really similar, I think, to the numbers and numerology, so...
Have you heard of the Myers-Briggs before?
I have, but I've never taken it. But it was interesting you were talking about the feeler, thinker, doer kind of thing, because that actually is part of the profiling of numerology. So
interesting. I mean, obviously, I clearly believe everything is interwoven and fits together perfectly like a big puzzle that we spend our lives trying to figure out. Now that you're on the show, now that we have you here, first let's introduce you to everybody. Michelle is a celebrity numerologist. She uses numbers as her gifts to be able to assess information about people and help them with their lives. And you shared something a little bit with me in an email about how you discovered that numbers were the gifts of your life, and something happened when you were about 4 years old. Can you tell us about that?
I can. And, you know, I have to say before I tell the story is that I'm very practical with my spirituality. And anyone who knows me knows that I need a lot of facts with my faith, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And, you know, this experience that I had when I was four really, you know, it took me a while to really embrace what it meant to me. And so when I was four, I had a near-death experience, or rather kind of a death experience, really. I lost consciousness and I left my body briefly during a choking accident. And, you know, back in the day, we had these huge kind of gobstopper candies that were huge.
Oh, my God, I love them.
Yeah, and they were big back in the day, right? And I think they're smaller now because of all the choking probably, but, you know, they were huge. So I ended up choking on this gobstopper, and these boys that I were playing with, they wouldn't let me out of the room, and it was this whole, you know, fiasco where I couldn't get out, and it was, you know, I was leaving my body, and I remember seeing this huge bubble. You know, just my vision turned into this weird, bubbly kind of you know, outlook, and it was the strangest thing, but when I left my body, I felt these two beings beside me, and to this day, I don't even know what they were. I can't tell you affirmatively whether they were angels or what they were, but it was the most profound sense of peace and just contentment that I've ever experienced in my life to this date. And I, you know, I vividly remember that even now that I'm 34, I still remember that day like it was yesterday. And after that experience, I started to have these weird psychic phenomenon, you know, these experiences happening to me all the time where I would know things about people that I shouldn't know, and just intuitive things would come to me very easily. But, you know, it was a struggle during my, you know, childhood and things like that, because I didn't have the support. But coming up into my early 20s, it really started to intensify, and I was having these strange dreams and just really vivid premonitions and strange things that were happening where I would see people, just random people, as I was falling asleep on my mind screen, and I didn't know what to, you know, how to make heads or tails of it. And then this strange thing happened where I started dreaming in numbers every single night. And I kept a notepad beside my bed because I would literally fill the first page of a notepad with the number sequences that I was seeing in my dreams. And I had no idea what to do with it. I mean, I was seeing numbers on, you know, license plates, doors, and even just on kind of a blank screen in my mind during dreams, and I had no idea what they were trying to tell me. And I knew it was, you know, messages from the divine or from the spiritual realm or whatever you want to call it, but I had no idea what. And I ended up stumbling upon numerology, and it was really precise answers via the numbers, via the number messages or the number meanings through numerology, what they were trying to tell me. And it was literally linked to the challenges and the obstacles that I was facing in my life at the time. So it was directly divine messages.
That is really fascinating. Can I interrupt you for one second just to,
sure, absolutely.
Just to dig into your dream a little bit? Because you were saying you saw them on license plates or doors or things like that. Were these numbers that you would see in your dreams part of a larger story dream? Like, I'm walking down the street and I have my dog, and then suddenly a six walks by, or I start talking to a seven. Or, I mean, what kinds
You know, I would see things like the number two on a door, and number two is the number of intuition and sensitivity. And at the time, I was really trying to grapple with what all of these psychic messages were that were coming to me, you know, these visions and these premonitions, and trying to get a handle on it. So seeing it on a door, for example, you know, it was a deeper meaning. Because even though I knew that the two meant intuition, sensitivity, seeing it on a door meant that I was trying to, you know, walk through that door to try to understand it better. Or I would see things like 1999, like the year on a street sign, and it was like giving me directions, because nine is the highest change energy, and it was telling me I was in a high change period. So just things like that were really making sense to me when I was analyzing the numbers that I saw in my dreams.
So the context of which the number was shown to you was some sort of metaphor for how for you to understand what the numbers were. For instance, the two on the door means walk through this door, or the street signs, it sort of indicates directions.
Yes.
That's
absolutely. And, you know, the numbers, I mean, when I stumble across numerology, I'm not a woo-woo kind of taboo metaphysical kind of person. I'm very, you know, scientific in my approach to spirituality. And I always say practical spirituality, because that's what I'm about. And it's, you know, if you can't show me the realness behind it, forget it. I'm not going to blindly jump. So
I'm on that same page with you. I'm on that same page. It's wisdom faith, not blind faith.
That's right, yeah. And so when I approached numerology, I thought, oh, you know, some of this stuff is far-fetched. It's out there. And then I really came across a system of numerology, which is the original numerology, Pythagoras, who was the Greek mathematician and philosopher who was considered the father of numerology. And he was really scientific in his approach. It wasn't about metaphysics, really. It was more about science. And so it really resonated with me because that's what I'm all about. And, you know, to this day, doing 10 years plus of numbers for other people, I can safely say that the numbers are never wrong. And it's really about recognizing patterns. More than it is, because everything in the world is energy, and even the scientific community has started to come on board, because quantum physics has recently discovered that at the base of an atom is not actually matter as we once thought, but it's actually frozen light particles. So the metaphysical community and the belief that it's held for so long is starting to gain a little bit of, you know, strength, because the scientific community is starting to come on board. So the numbers are becoming hot, right? I mean, the celebrities are even going, you know, 11-11-11, getting married on those dates and all of that stuff.
Right. Yeah, scientists and spiritualists are going to have to stand face-to-face soon and realize that everything is part of the same whole.
Yes. Absolutely. I think that's really what's happening, and I think I've really embraced the numbers fully and completely at the right time, because it really is the thing that's, it's almost like a phenomenon. Some people are seeing number sequences around the world, like 11-11, and, you know, the whole infamous Armageddon 2012 date is fast approaching, and so people are really paying attention to the numbers. And if you look at that date in particular, actually, it's that 2012 date is actually December 21st, 2012, and it ends at 11-11, I think it's Central something time. I can't remember what they call it precisely, but the date itself actually adds to 11 as well, and so that whole 11-11 thing is really gaining.
Can you tell me more about the 11-11 thing, and I'll tell you why. Obviously, a lot of people have come to understand it, but there were several years ago, there was about 10, 15 years ago, where every time I looked at the clock, it was 11-11, and then I started hearing more and more stories about this. And what was interesting for me, and maybe you can tell me if there's anything to this whatsoever, but what was interesting for me is as I started to resolve some of the conflicts of my life at that time, it shifted and I started seeing 12-12 all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Well, you know, the 11-11 is pretty big. I mean, I, like I say, I need a lot of fact with my faith, and so when I started seeing it, I thought, okay, this is neat, this is interesting, or is it just that I'm recognizing it because I know that I'm going to see it? You know, they do say that where it's just a made-up phenomenon because it's actually your brain triggering you to, you know, notice these things. And I don't think it's that, because some days it borders on ridiculous, where you see it so much, it's like, okay, this can't be just my mind, you know, recognizing patterns or whatever that they say, you know, could be the logical scenario for this, because it's more than that. It really is. I mean, you see, you know, I have been parked at stop signs, and you look through traffic and you see someone's license plate or a phone number where it's got 1111 on it, and I'm thinking, okay, this is too weird, right? So you know there's something more to it. But really, there's a deeper phenomenon with this that I've really discovered as of late, and it's really this neat thing, because if you look at the previous 100 years, I mean, if you look at the 1900s, right, it was all, I mean, in the 1900s, we saw development and achievement and progress like no other time in history. It was huge. I mean, even in the 2000s, we're not seeing the same level of progression and achievement and advancements. We're seeing tweaks on the old, but nothing really major yet. And there's a reason for that, because in the 1900s, everyone born in the 1900s had at least 1-9 in their date of birth. And 9 is the number of ambition, idealism, and responsibility. So it was all about money, power, greed, right? And now that we're in the 2000s, it's completely flip-flopped to the number 2. So everyone born in the 2000s has at least a 2 and not so much of the 9, right? So we're seeing this completely different energy coming in, which is the 2, which is the number of intuition, sensitivity, cooperation, peace and harmony, and all of that energy that comes with the 2, because it's closely linked to the soul. So these kids who are being labeled as ADHD and autistic and all of those things, it's not the case. We're not having an epidemic. It's not, you know, this huge phenomenon with these kids, you know, all of a sudden having autism. It's not that. These kids are just being misunderstood because we don't understand how they view the world, because they're viewing through the soul, whereas we view more through the mind.
Right,
so,
right.
It's a weird thing. And then if you add the 9 and the 2, we get 11,
right?
So the 11-11 is really symbolic for me in terms of this shift and the shift that we're under right now, because we're moving, and it's no coincidence that we're in this huge financial crisis. I mean, globally, the world is really going, you know, in dire straits with this financial thing, and it just keeps deepening. And it's no coincidence, because the past 100 years was tied up completely in money, money, power, greed. And now we're heading into the two with this new age of peace and harmony. How do we get there? And it's a bridge. You know, a lot of these trailblazers, a lot of these spiritual leaders like yourself, you know, we're going to get into your numbers because you definitely are a master frequency, and you're the one of the people responsible with building this bridge from this 9 energy to the 2, which really is the 11.
Wow.
So
Michelle, this is what it's about. I can't wait to hear more about this, and we're going to a break right now. Just hold tight, and we will be right back.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly Project, is a non-profit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com. Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Welcome back to Kathy Is In, the Kathy DeBono Show. We are here with celebrity numerologist Michelle Arbeau, who was just going to tell us about the great change and transition with
the
1900s to the 2000s. And I think you were about to give me some walking papers or some... some direction for my life. What's going on with me?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, when Jill sent me your date of birth, I thought, wow, okay. You know, you're a feisty one. Let's just say that. There's no doubt about it. But you're definitely one of those trailblazers, right, that I was talking about. You're the system buster, because this is what we're needing right now. I mean, we need people to make that bridge from this whole money, power, greed thing. How do we get there? Because really, I mean, people are struggling so much right now because they don't know how to live without money. They don't know how to just be and, you know, be that spiritual being that we're supposed to be. But, you know, we still have to live in real life. And I always stress this to people because
it's a hard balance to find, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and it's practical spirituality, because, I mean, you know, you might want to hear these beautiful words of wisdom, but you got to go home and you got to, you know, do the regular things that you do in life, so it's really about the practical stuff. So how do we build that practical bridge? And you're a part of that, because you are such a practical guide. You are literally like an earth angel in a lot of ways. Your life path is the 22/4. So if you could envision it written like that, 22/4. And we write it like that because in numerology we usually reduce down to a single digit because we want to see the base pattern or the base energy. So whether we're looking at people or things, we want to say, okay, what is the energy vibration of that thing or that person? And for you, you're at the base, you're a 4. But we write it as 22/4 because it's a master frequency, because the 2s really carry a great significance. And the master frequencies really have a greater responsibility to mankind. It's not necessarily that they have a greater purpose than, say, a stay-home mom. I mean, you know, everyone has an important place in life, yeah. But your path as a master frequency has a greater responsibility in the sense that what you're bringing to the world has to touch the masses. It has to be bigger than just your community or just your family. It has to be bigger and broader. And you have a message that has to get out in that method or in that way. And as the 22-4, 4 is the very practical, grounded, solid frequency. It is the foundation number. And, you know, I know Doreen Virtue, for example, who's kind of the angel lady, and I think she's a Hay House author, but she really stresses that the number 4 is the angel number. And I do have to agree with her, because 4 is actually the vibration or the same frequency that the spiritual realm uses to permeate and manifest into the physical, because it is the very grounded and solid foundation energy. So you are really, in essence, an earth angel, but you do it in the sense that you're very practical. Kind of roll up your sleeves and get in the trenches with the people rather than preach from the mountaintops. It's right. Not about that. You're about bringing truth to the people. But because it's the 22 before it reduces to 4, you are incredibly intuitive. 2 is the number of intuition and sensitivity, and so you guide other people very practically, very grounded and solid, but you do it through your intuition. You really kind of fly by the seat of your pants, but you do it through the intuitive gut. You really read people and sum them up that way rather than doing it from a mental perspective.
Really,
so I'm not surprised
right.
that you refer to yourself as being an empath,
yes.
And I was looking at your tagline, which says traditional therapy is out. Absolutely, uh-huh. You're a trailblazer,
right?
Yeah. But, you know, looking at your date of birth further, I mean, wow. I mean, not only do you have the double 2s, which is the number of intuition and sensitivity, people who carry the double 2s, I mean, that's huge. I mean, they have an above-average level of intuitiveness. They're just highly gifted in that respect. They're tuned in. They're dialed in. But you also have double 0s in your date of birth. 0 is not a number. It's more of a symbol. And it's a symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness. So anyone who carries multiple 0s, and this is kind of unique because not a lot of people, it's fairly uncommon to carry multiple 0s in this, you know, you being born in the 1970s. It's more common now with these special kids being born in the 2000s. They do carry a lot of 0s because
right.
they're born in, you know, 2002 or whatever. But carrying those multiple 0s really stresses that you know, it's further emphasis that you're dialed in. I mean, you really are tuned in and you guide from that level. But you also carry the God frequency. And this sounds kind of woo-woo, airy-fairy, but really, I mean, the word God, whether you're religious or not, and I'm not traditionally religious, but
right.
even in the metaphysical community, people refer to God as being, you know, we are a piece of God or we are God, right?
Right.
And we're kind of like the micro to the macro kind of thing.
Right.
And the word God resonates to the number 17/8. And it's, you know, it's interesting to look at the word God because it actually reduces down to why we're here. And 17, for example, 17/8 is one is the verbal expression number. And as humans, we are really gifted with the fact that we can verbally communicate through words, whereas other species can't. So we are here to verbally express the truths of the divine, which is the 7, the truth seeker, and for the purpose of spreading wisdom and knowledge, which is the 8, which is the number of wisdom. So the word God really stresses why we're here as a soul. We're here to evolve spiritually
right.
on a soulful level, but we do it through sharing words of wisdom and the truths of the divine and being our authentic self through verbal means, right?
So
you carry this as your year, and this is really powerful because being that practical guide, being that very intuitive practical guide that carrying your how, which is the year. So how do you do this for other people? The how for you is that God frequency. So you're really here to spread wisdom and knowledge, but you're doing it in a very practical and intuitive way. And it's very interesting to look at your month and your day, because your month and your day shows you your particular gift. Because, you know, there's a lot of 22-4s out there and very practical guides, very intuitive, but your particular gift is the 5, which is the natural counselor number. It's the number of the heart. It's very compassionate energy, but it wants you to look through the lens of the soul for your answers rather than looking anywhere else. So it is that natural counselor energy.
Uh-huh.
But looking at your birth chart, this is the interesting part, because this is where the feisty stuff comes in. And, you know, up until this point, it sounds pretty, you know, mellow. It sounds like you're this very peaceful guide, right? Well, on your birth chart, you carry the arrow of frustration. And I'm very familiar with this arrow because my daughter has this arrow, and she's a tough cookie, right? She's my difficult one, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sounds pretty nasty to have the arrow of frustration, but it's actually what it does for you is it causes you to set the bar really high for yourself and for other people. So you really have high expectations of not only for yourself, I mean, for your own goals and what you want to achieve, but for other people. So it can cause issues in relationships where you do expect a lot from other people, or you kind of have set ideals and ideas of how these people should behave or act or treat you, kind of thing. So
right.
It does cause issues, but I do like it because it pushes you forward. You know, you do set the bar really high for yourself. So it may be at times unreachable goals, but you're always striving. You're always pushing yourself forward. And that's really the nature of being a trailblazer, being kind of the pioneer, the system buster, the one that, you know, is here to get the job done. So I like that. You also have the arrow of inspiration. And this is ideal right now because that's what the world needs at this point. I mean, we need some inspiration. We are, you know, down and out. We don't know what to do next. We're just, you know, in crisis mode. And so having the arrow of inspiration, you've always got that kind of glass half full, especially for other people. Maybe not so much for yourself, but when you're helping other people, you do have it. You do carry it, and you want to inspire other people, and you want to, you know, show them the lighter side, the happier side of things.
Right.
But the other thing I see on your chart, though, is that you've got a couple of isolated numbers.
Okay.
And when you have isolated energies, it means that they're trapped in the corners of the birth chart where they're not touching any other numbers. There are no other numbers around them. There's blank spaces. So you've got the isolated 9 and the isolated 7. Now the 7, it really stresses when you've got an isolated 7 that you're repeating lessons or attracting the same people or the same experiences over and over again. So lots of live and learn kinds of experiences where, you know, you may attract the same kinds of relationships or the same kinds of things over and over until you finally get it, right?
Right, right.
And I find that people who carry those isolated 7s, they will say, wow, you know, it feels like I've lived 3 lifetimes in one already. You know,
yeah.
You've been through a lot. You've been through a lot of personal experience.
Yeah.
Because that's really what the 7 wants you to do. It wants you to leap with both feet
mm-hmm.
and kind of jump in and learn through hindsight. So definitely, you know, it really stresses again that you are a guide in a lot of ways because guides go through boot camp early on. They go through a lot of stuff, a lot of experiences, but it's meant to be because how many people can guide at 25, right? I mean, they need to go through all that crap and all that those experiences to really pave the way to guide later on.
Yeah.
And I'm so finding with this with so many people is that they are guiding later on in life, you know, their 40s, 50s, and even beyond,
right.
Because they're just not ready, right? They're not ready yet.
Yeah.
But you also have the isolated 9, and 9 is, again, that ambitious, idealistic, and responsible. Emphasis on the idealistic, because when it's isolated, it further heightens that arrow of frustration because your ideals are very strong. You're very black and white, right and wrong. You know, you have very set opinions and very set ideals as to how you think things should be, very justice-seeking, very, you know, right and wrong kind of energy. So those are definitely hurdles on your chart where you need to, you know, work on letting that energy out a little bit and loosening up your ideals a little bit. But overall, it's a great chart. And, you know, the energies you're under this year in particular is really, it's like go time. For you, it's like putting your nose to the grindstone, and it's like, okay, it's time for me to go. So if you're feeling like, you know, you have restless energy or very agitated kind of, you know, take action kind of energy, this is the energy you're under right now. It's very new beginnings kind of energy. It's also the pioneer number 1. So it's time to do what you've been wanting to do and really take action on it.
Wow, Michelle, that was wild. I mean, you pretty much nailed me. You pretty much got everything down. I have a question for you about this, and I'm so dying to know what you would say about it. We have to go to a break in about 15 seconds, but here's the question. My birth date was induced. I actually wasn't due until April 1st, and my mom had me induced because physically I was ready to come out, and she wanted me to come out. So I came out on March 20th, which is about 10 or 11 days sooner than I was supposed to. And I'm wondering how that affects the chart or if that has anything to do with it. We'll take a break. When we come back, I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Great.
Legaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
We are back with numerologist Michelle Arbeau, and she just gave me an amazing reading that seems really pretty right on. I mean, I am a clinical psychotherapist. I have all the education, you know, that one would need to have, but I do tend to use that to apply wisdom to whatever it is that I feel intuitively and through my soul. And you pretty much nailed that. And my question to you right before the break was, and I've always wondered this, you know, in thinking in terms of astrology and stuff like that. Your birth date, it's very important in numerology. It's the numbers. And I was induced by a doctor, basically, who gave my mother an induction drug to put her into labor so she could have the baby when she wanted to. And here's why she wanted to. Her doctor was going on vacation, and she didn't want a different doctor to deliver her baby. So they did the tests. The baby was ready to come out, the baby being me. And so my date of birth ended up being March 20th, 1970, instead of April 1st. And I'm wondering if you have thoughts on that.
Well, Kathy, it's the same number. It's the 24. Because
really?
What you do to find out your life path number is you add each digit in your date of birth. So with your current date of birth, your official date of birth was March 20th, 1970. You add up the 3, the 2, the 1, the 9, the 7, and you get 22. And then if you take April 1st, 1970, you add the 4, the 1, the 9, the 7, and you get the exact same number. There's no doubt that you were meant to be the 24, that very spiritual, intuitive, practical guide.
That's pretty wild. And you know, I wonder if there's anything about the age of 40. I mean, I think that's when Buddha achieved enlightenment, and I think there's the number of 40 years. Moses was in the desert. Like, there's something about the age of 40 that seems significant. And for me, I've always been somewhat, you know, having paranormal experiences and psychic experiences and my intuition being pretty profound and stuff like that. And somewhere over when I crossed 40, it just really wildly opened up and got a lot more profound. And like we were talking about earlier, this idea of gaining wisdom and experience in your life, I'm sure has a lot to do with that. But I'm wondering, numbers-wise, if the number 40 has anything to do with that.
Yes, it does, because what I was saying before about the 4, you being the 4, which is that practical guide, but I was saying the 4 as the angelic number is actually the same frequency. The 4 vibrates to the same frequency that the spiritual realm uses to permeate and manifest into the physical. So it literally is like a gateway to the spiritual realm. So when you hit the number 40, not only is the 4 present, but the 0 is there as well, which is the symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness.
Wow.
So it is somewhat of a portal or a gateway for channeling the divine or getting kind of a download of psychic stuff, right? So it really is powerful.
Really interesting stuff, Michelle. I mean, I can definitely tell you that before you even taught me any of this stuff today, that everything you've said has been right on and has been what I've been very aware with within myself and trying to grapple with and find my life path. And it's fascinating that numbers also have something to do with it. So now I want to know about you. I want to know how people can find you. I want to know how other people can get a reading with you or see you speak or just connect to you. What are you doing out there in the world?
Oh, my goodness. Everything and anything. I'm just, you know, I'm a doer like you. I'm a trailblazer. So I'm always, you know, I always say I'm like a shark. I've got to keep swimming or I drown, right? So I really have to be in the meat and potatoes of life. So the best way to reach me, I mean, you can see everything, what I'm doing and, you know, what's upcoming and all of that stuff is my website, which is michellearbeau.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Michelle Arbeau. And that's kind of where I hang out, either my website or Twitter, usually, those kinds of things, or Facebook, too, but I'm kind of a Twitter gal lately. So.
Now, for those of you who are wondering how to spell Arbeau, it's A-R-B-E-A-U, and also there's a link to Michelle's site on my page right now, so if you just go to Kathy Is In on the radio page, you can find her there, too. So, Michelle, you're coming out to Los Angeles in the end of September?
Yes, I am. I was so disappointed, and I even had, I was getting an 1111 tattoo on my wrist, and I'm not a tattoo lady. I'm very conservative in that respect, but I've really felt drawn lately to have that 1111 as a piece of me, and just, it's been my guiding force for so many years that I just needed it. Uh-huh. And I guess it wasn't time because the retreat that I was meant to speak at was postponed for a few weeks, so,
right.
You know, there's a lot of upcoming things, though. I think the Labor Day thing and the Burning Man, which I've yet to attend, but sounds really cool. You know, I think it's interfered with some of that. So, you know,
Michelle,
divine timing.
I think you got to be sort of like really high and on acid to be at Burning Man. Isn't that kind of their prerequisite?
I think so. It looks cool, but I don't know if I'd be able to go.
So we have 3 minutes left, and I'm just wondering if there's any special event or anything that you really want to talk about before we just sort of, because I could ask you questions all day.
Well, I guess the retreat that's upcoming, it's rescheduled for the last weekend in September, which you could I think it's on my website. I do believe under my events. I think my assistants put it up there. So if you want to go to my website, check out my events link, my event schedule, I think it is the link on there. You can check it out and maybe attend. I know you have a lot of listeners in LA, so if they want to attend, they can certainly buy tickets, and I'd love to see them.
Great, great. Well, I'm hoping I can come in and see what you do in person, and I would love to have you back on the show if you have time while you're in Los Angeles to come into the studio.
Of course. I so wanted to be there in person. I was so upset, but, you know, I was so looking forward to it because I really resonated with your energy, and I knew, you know, especially when Jill gave me your date of birth, I thought, okay, that's why I resonated with her.
Okay, now I'm going to share something with you that I shared with Becca right before the show. We were having coffee. And I told her I was disappointed you weren't coming to town because I opened your photo, and what did I say, Becca?
She told me that she instantly felt that you were friends.
I said, oh, wait, we know each other.
Yeah, yeah, that you know each other. Yeah, you have a connected energy.
For sure. Yeah. Well, we're guides. We're trailblazers, right? So we're kindred souls.
Yeah, we're kindred
souls. Yeah, so that's just proof in the pudding right there. I mean, you're tuned in. We know that.
Right. So when you come to when you come back to L.A., we'll have to get together and just see what happens, because I think it could be pretty interesting.
For sure.
All right. Michelle, thank you so much for being here today. It was a blast having you. And everybody, go to KathyIsInt.com on the radio page. There's a link there to Michelle's page. And Michelle, I'm going to hit you up later. We'll talk.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye, sweetie. Wow.
Bye-bye.
How interesting is she?
It's awesome.
Numbers.
I know.
And there I am falling asleep in math class because I can't really freaking stand
them. What sold me was when you said that your birth date was supposed to be a different day, but the numbers still add up to the same number. That's what really sold me on it.
It's pretty wild because I've had, you know, there's all kinds of ways of doing these intuitive readings. Is it astrology, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm such a Pisces, and I was born on the very last day of Pisces, and my thought was, but I almost missed it. So how could I be so a Pisces?
And it might not be. I think there's, like you said, there's a big puzzle.
Of all kinds
things.
Of pieces in it. Yeah. And this is the way that Michelle works with numbers. I work in other ways. And we can talk about those, too. If you want to get a reading with me or have a session with me, you can also go to KathyIsIn.com and find out how I work. So we have to go today. We're just about out of time. This was a really great time for me and Becca this afternoon. And we'll be back next week at Thursday?
Yeah. Thursday,
sure.
At 2.
Let's do it Thursday at 2. What do you say?
All right.
For God's sake.
Well, this has been an evening to remember.
What?
I forgot.
Oh!
You're listening to Kathy Is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. You're listening to Kathy Is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
water top away. We can and just
session with Kathy, go to KathyIsIn.com. Traditional therapy is out, but your therapy isn't.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.